This is HNN.
Good evening. This is HNN. The Holotable News Network is your not even remotely close to around the clock Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes news, reviews, reactions, and more theory crafting and more source. Always got to read it. I'm Sir Georges, your host, and today we're joined by my distinguished co-host, Celiac Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good stuff.
We have three headlines. We just got a new State of the Galaxy that promises a better State of the Galaxy next time. We got a...
Spoiler.
We got a new character, Ninth Sister. Mm-hmm. Don't be confused if you are wondering where the other 1, 3 through 8 went. They haven't been added.
Other than... Who did we get last time?
We got Second Sister first. Second Sister.
Also... Can I just say, every time I hear someone say ninth sister, I hear Night Sister?
Yeah. They should be of the Night Sister race. This is so confusing. We don't even know what they are. They're just dressed in black. But anyways, we've got a Ninth Sister continuing the Fallen Order game focus for content. And then they canceled Grand Arena last week, even though I started off doing well.
I don't even remember how I started.
We only got to do one full round, and then they canceled it, I think, at the start of the attack phase for the second one. But they've just announced the make good that they're going to give players.
Yeah.
So let's start with the State of the Galaxy.
All right.
Because those are always the most fun.
Right. So have you read all of this?
I have. Okay. I have.
Like Reddit? Because I've skimmed it multiple times.
Yes, I read it on Reddit very deeply.
I feel like I was underwhelmed by it.
It wasn't well packaged. But based on what they said, I am very whelmed to overwhelmed.
Whelmed?
Not overwhelmed. I'm whelmed.
You're whelmed. Okay.
I'm well whelmed.
Well whelmed.
I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and do the State of the Galaxy.
All right.
You'll do the kit.
Yeah, go for it.
So with the State of the Galaxy, Crumb let us all know that they're going to be adding new characters, ships, and continuing the focus on the Inquisitorious faction. So last episode, when we talked about the Second Sister getting her a whole tag, even though she's the only one in the game, it seemed like they must be releasing more to fill out a faction, probably.
Well, don't we only have one Ugnaught?
We do.
And we have a tag.
I think that the current developers are not doing things randomly and hoping it gets fleshed out later.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Anything from the start, that first 6 months of the game, no, you just can't forget that ever happened. Yveth, the developers have clearly forgotten that they created any of those characters.
Yeah. Watch Yveth get an Omicron.
So they start by saying that they'll have more to share later. So keep tuned for the future updates. But they wanted to, in this update, discuss the current meta, some goals they have, and mostly Conquest 13. Is a big headline.
So did you read this, by the way, before Crumb edited it?
Probably, because I usually read them right when they come out.
Yeah, so it was clearly meant to come out before Grand Arena and before Conquest started. Because I don't know if you caught it. It said Conquest 13 begins next week. And then Grand Arena went up in flames and they just pushed this to the side. And now it says Conquest 13 has begun. Not saying they need a copy editor, but
they just keep changing after the fact. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they are continuing the Inquisitors. They mention pulling from Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order or Star Wars Rebels, then you may be familiar with the group.
Yeah, which is...
I think they might. They might pull out a Star Wars Rebels Inquisitor.
Right. And, like, that's the main one I think most people know.
Right. Yeah, unless you've played this game.
Right.
Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah. But so far, we just have a second sister being added, the Ninth Sister. She's the second sister to come out, but she is the Ninth Sister.
This is so confusing.
The first sister was the second sister. The second sister is the Ninth Sister.
I'm sorry.
It's a,
go on.
Who's on first?
Yeah. Deal here.
Then they told us about a new ship coming, the TIE Interceptor. Mm-hmm. I think we went over it last time.
Yeah, the ship came before or after Second Sister? After.
Before.
Before? The same time?
It hasn't come out yet, has it? No, it is.
It's in Conquest
Reward. That's right. Okay.
I think they were announced around the same time.
Okay. Doesn't matter. So both of those, I think both of those aren't new to the State of the Galaxy info.
No.
But next, they have a ship's focus.
Mm-hmm.
So not just the TIE-in interceptor prototype being added, but finally, this is the best part. This is what made me whelmed with this update. There are two more ships coming to Galaxy of Heroes
mm-hmm.
via Galactic Chase events,
mm-hmm.
which is the best way to get a new character in the game.
Mm-hmm.
With the introduction of Executor, we gave the Houndstooth a permanent home, which means that some other fleets are in need of a dedicated tank. Yes, the Resistance and First Order have always needed a tank, even when Houndstooth didn't have the Executor. But they are finally going to add, for the First Order, the First Order TIE Echelon, and this will be a tough ship that applies stealth to allied First Order ships. Then they're adding the MG-100 Star Fortress SF-17 for the Resistance.
It's the bomber.
That's what I was thinking. It looks like a bomber in the picture.
Right? It's the bomber.
I'm pretty sure this is what Rose's sister died on.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So.
Yeah. So it's the Resistance bomber.
Right. I'm not calling it a Star Fortress. Sorry.
The ship that is much smaller than any of the destroyers.
Right? Oh.
But it's a Star Fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one, I'm thinking Rose is going to be the pilot, maybe.
So, yeah, I was going to say, because Doja, it doesn't say it in the State of the Galaxy, but Doja Fett was on the Galaxy of Heroes events Discord server, and he did confirm they're going to have pilots.
Both of them?
Both of them will have pilots.
Let's see then.
Which also is a thing to point out, because that means Executor can't ignore Taunt.
That's good.
Right? Because you can't, they're piloted. They're not pilotless, so that it can ignore it.
True.
Yeah.
That's been really lame.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind. So here's my question though, because it's a galactic chase. Mm-hmm. And my question, as in, I'm curious what your opinion is. Do you think the pilots are going to be characters that are already in game? Or do you think we're going to get new First Order and Resistance characters to pilot these ships? And the reason why I ask that is because Rey and Kylo were the first Galactic Legends. a lot of the player base went for one or both of them. So a lot of the player base would already theoretically have the pilots built up and reliced.
Right.
And if you're CG and you want to make money, do you also release a character as a marquee that goes with these?
Well...
Or do you just say, nah, here are the ships? And that's why they're a Galactic Chase, maybe. Because we all know Galactic Chases usually only last 2 to 5 days. 5 days right. on the long end.
Right.
And the that's drop a good rate question. Isn't ideal.
That's a good question. It's been a long time since we got a new piloted ship. So I'm not even sure if there is a set cadence mm-hmm. for whether they want to do one or the other. Now, the newest ship, Interceptor, has Second Sister as the pilot. So she's mm-hmm. new. So she's going to be a weak ship just because you have her weak for a
right.
while.
Right.
But to offset that, they've made it a conquest reward,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And it's so a 5-star unlock.
Right, right. Which, it's still 90 shards for getting your red crate.
Right.
So even though it unlocks at 5-star,
mm-hmm.
you do well these next 3 conquests, you'll be on track to almost having it. If you use your whatever on it, your currency,
yeah,
you'll get it 7-star by the end of the 3rd one.
Yeah. Theoretically, if you buy the Conquest Pass and Red Crate, the first Conquest, theoretically, you could unlock it halfway through the 2nd Conquest.
Hmm. So my point is, this pilot is not accessible,
right?
But the ship is.
Right. Correct.
So maybe both of these new ships won't be accessible for the ship,
mm-hmm.
but they'll offset it by making the pilot an accessible character.
Right. And so then you have like a 3-star ship if you've unlocked it. And then we have to wait until it becomes farmable or whatever.
That's what I hope.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really lame to have new pilots and new ships. So you're having to farm both at the same time. I don't think I'm going to hope that they don't do that, because it's also dumb to release a new character just so they can be a pilot.
I know. I agree.
Like for Resistance, there aren't that many Resistance characters in the lore to even go after.
Mm-hmm.
So are they just going to do Rose's sister? And
well, that's the thing, right?
She died in 2 minutes.
Do you just release her sister and make Rose the co-pilot, or do you just make Rose the pilot?
So looking at the characters, there aren't many that aren't already pilots for either faction. So the First Order have Sith Trooper that's not a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And First Order Officer, or is First Order Officer part of one?
I thought he was, but maybe he isn't. I can't remember.
No, First Order Officer is not part of a ship.
It's Hux that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, because Hux has his capital ship.
So they could make First Order Officer the pilot.
Okay.
Which, it's not a very well-used tune. So even though you have it built up for a legendary,
mm-hmm.
it still would add some added use to that character. And then I think Rose, sure they gave her an Omicron,
mm-hmm.
but still not
super.
Yeah, useful. I still don't think people see it as worth investing in.
I fought an Omicron Rose in Grand Arena.
How was it?
Dude, just useless.
good to know. Yeah, I'm gonna guess they make Rose and First Order Officer the pilots just so they have added use, because I don't think they want to, especially when they are focusing on doing Fallen Order content. I don't think they'll throw in two new characters that have nothing to do with the rest of the focus.
Yeah, that's a good point. Unless they want you to be distracted. Tinfoil hat time.
Also, for the First Order ship, there's no one else that could pilot it. Like, there's no other...
Yeah, like, who do you add?
Yeah, there's no other person from the movie that would be the pilot. It's got to be Officer.
That's a good point. All right.
And Rose would be perfect to pilot the ship that her sister died on.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Okay. So that's what we're both hoping. That'd be great. It'd be great to have these relict tunes that we don't care about yet get these new ships. Then they released Conquest 13, which we're all a week and a half into now.
Yep.
And then they have a meta discussion section, which without explicitly saying it, I think this is telling people their response to Lord Vader being trashy.
It's so weird. Okay, so when I like was reading this, skimming this, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
this just felt like fluff to me. Like this,
it really is.
It was just pure filler, right? Like,
yes.
Okay, so I'm glad I'm not the only one who got that vibe.
Like, they decided to beat around the bush.
Yeah.
And spend so many paragraphs saying nothing.
Yeah. And I mean, most people understand that a marquee character is the bottom tier in terms of power, and then it goes up from there.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was kind of unnecessary.
I think the tier thing is helpful.
I think it's helpful.
I think that they haven't explicitly said before.
It's interesting that they separated Galactic Legends and Galactic Legends with Conquest counterparts.
Yes.
Because now you are saying that there are certain Galactic Legends who are better than others. And will always be better than others because four of them don't have Conquest counterparts.
Yes. Good catch. Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
Right?
Because I always thought it was messed up how the new ones are meta because they, which I don't think even this is fairly accurate. Like, I think that even without a cat, Commander Ahsoka, I think the new General Kenobi, or no, Master Kenobi.
Yeah.
He's way better than Lord Vader, way better than Sith Eternal Emperor.
I mean, it's interesting that they put it this way as well, because a lot of people separate Maul from Lord Vader.
Yeah, it's got some synergy, but it's not great.
Right? So like a lot of people are running those as two separate teams, and then obviously, like, Kenobi and Kat is, like, the prime of your Kenobi team. But you can still run a Kenobi team without Kat. And you can put Kat somewhere else and make that team extra dangerous, right?
Yeah.
So it's intriguing.
Yeah. They really need to fix Lord Vader. Because I've got him now. And with the ultimate. Useless.
Okay.
There's no good part of the game that he's good at.
Okay.
I'll look at his damage output, and he's using that thing that increases its power every time you use it, and he'll use his ultimate, and it's like, whoa, I just went from 20,000 critical hit to a 30,000 critical hit.
Oh, man.
And then my Vader on the team will use his basic and do 40 or 50,000.
Oh, dear. And I'm like, you're not selling him.
And I'm like, why is my Vader doing more damage than the special of my Galactic Legend?
wild, wild thought that just popped into my head. And I genuinely don't believe they will do this, but how funny would it be? We're getting a new First Order ship and a new Resistance ship. So let's say they release new pilots for them, but they make them conquest rewards so that they go with Rey and Kylo. Because I feel like now you have four Galactic Legends that are just going to be left in the dust. Like, not that they're bad, but, you know, like, that's kind
of... Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. That'd be cool. I don't know. Again, I don't know what character would fit with them.
I don't think they'll actually do that, but...
But that would be cool.
If they did, I don't think they will be the pilot of the new ships, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that these characters are left behind now.
Personally, I'm okay with those four where they are.
Well, so this is why I find it interesting, because when they did the character changes, however long ago it was, when they, like, you know, did the quote unquote great nerf of Jedi Knight Luke and Gas and Vader, their reasoning was that Galactic Legends should be Galactic Legends. And that wasn't that long ago. And now they're saying you have Galactic Legends. Yeah. And then you have Galactic Legends with Conquest counterparts. And it's like, well, you just yeah. said that Galactic Legends should beat Galactic Legends. And now you're saying Galactic Legends should only beat certain Galactic Legends. And if you have your Conquest counterpart, right. which not all of you get one. Sorry. Ha ha ha. Too bad for you.
Right.
You don't get to come out and play today.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I'm okay with the so the tiers that they made. So they said Marquee and Galactic Chase mm-hmm. are the bottom tier. Mm-hmm. So this is all of the normal characters. Probably includes all the shop characters that have come out mm-hmm. in the past. Or they might even be lower than this and they just didn't list it. Then you've got Journey Guide and Conquest units mm-hmm. on par with each other.
Which is interesting because Journey Guide includes legendaries, which I would rate yes. lower than a Hero's Journey or Conquest unit.
Yes.
Like Palpatine is a legendary character. And I'm not saying he's bad, but I wouldn't say he's better than Cat or Maul.
Good point.
So they've kind of lumped all of these middle ones. It's like they're trying to get rid of...
I would say they are the same. I would say if you ran Cat without Kenobi, mm-hmm. she has a good special, but you still got to wait 4 turns.
Yeah.
Or maybe more before she can use her Annihilate. Mm-hmm. Besides that, she doesn't have a lead.
But you can run Maul without Vader, no problem.
Yes.
Let's use Maul.
I don't know that I would say Maul is better than Palpatine. Maybe at the start. But you can run a Palpatine without the supporting characters around them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are on par with each other. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a wide range. Yeah, you're right. You're mm-hmm. right. Maybe there's a wide range within each of these.
Like a scale.
Yeah, but Maul definitely wouldn't be at Galactic Legend level.
No.
So they just lumped those two together for brevity, probably. Then the next tier is Galactic Legend. So mm-hmm. it goes straight from Journey Guide Conquest to Galactic Legend. Then Galactic Legend with Conquest counterpart. As Sarah was mentioning. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with needing a counterpart to make these ones better.
Right.
Then they said, why aren't Omicron units mentioned in the above list? And then they say that Omicrons are meant to elevate a character to the next level. Mm-hmm. So if you have a Marquee or Galactic Chase normal unit with an Omicron,
right,
then in that game mode, they should be equivalent to a legendary from the Journey Guide or a Conquest unit.
Okay. Which makes sense because they have Boba Fett with Omicrons, and they did say he would be a Galactic Legend type character.
Yes. Because Boba Fett, Scion of Jango as a Conquest unit, he would upgrade to a Galactic Legend level within Territory War.
Right. And then you have, I would also include like the territory battle rewards in, or the unit rewards in the Journey Guide, because they're in there.
Yes.
So, and Rolo has an Omicron.
Yes. Is hers any good?
Oh, it's so good.
Rolo?
Rolo's Omicron is so good.
Are you joking? Is this sarcasm?
I'm not joking. It is so, like, I'm seriously considering it. It is so good. You take Rolo, R2, Chupio. Rolo, R2, Chupio, Lando, and Captain Han Solo. And you can walk all four phases of light side territory battles and get 4 for 4.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have to go first?
It is ridiculous. The thing with it is you need Chupio, which obviously wrecks a CLS team, so you're not going to use CLS, and Chupio's doing your damage, and then Han is there for your revives if you need it. But I've seen runs where Han has died in the first wave, and then you go through the entire thing without being able to revive anyone, and they're still just going.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I completely ignored it because it's a territory battle one.
Which is valid. I think a lot of people are ignoring the territory battle ones. And I don't know if a lot of territory battle ones are actually good.
We need a new territory battle.
I know. Which is kind of like, I'm like, are we getting a new one? Because you're giving us Omicrons all over the place for it.
Yeah. I think it could be next.
So, anyway, not to sidetrack you. But, again, like, if you're taking a character and giving them an Omicron for territory battles, and they can go through all four phases and get 4 out of 4, then I think that's worthy of being deemed Galactic Legend worthy.
Sure, sure. Yeah, especially within that game mode.
Yeah.
Heck, better than Galactic Legends.
Yeah.
Because some of the Galactic Legends are terrible in territory battles.
But yeah, some of them, like, you can't guarantee that you're going to get 4 waves with them. And I'm not saying it's a guarantee. Obviously, you have to, you know, have the right modding and the right kill order. But if you're competent at territory battles and able to determine who you should be targeting in the waves to make your way through it, then you're good. I'm not saying you can hit auto.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Then they beat around the bush some more. I think they're talking about Lord Vader.
Yeah, it sounds like they're talking about Lord Vader without talking about Lord Vader.
They say, when we investigate a balance issue, blah, 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 we examine things, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, the win rate and reliability of the matchup are important factors.
Mm-hmm.
We consider how to address issues while supporting healthy theory crafting.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to strike a balance between encouraging creative uses for units and keeping the value of higher units intact. So there's a ton of things they factor in to modify the balance of character versus character, such as Omicron versus non-Omicron, good mods versus bad mods.
It's
something about defense penetration.
It's so much fluff. This is,
I don't think anyone is asking about defense penetration.
This is completely about Lord Vader and Kylo with Night Sisters.
Yes.
100%. That's what this is about.
Yes.
And it's just funny that they phrase it this way, and like a healthy amount of theory crafting. And it's like, by this by this point in the game, the first, you know, quote unquote theory craft most people do when they try to cheese something is stick Night Sister Zombie and old Daka on a team and see what happens. Like, even in Conquest, a lot of people were struggling against the Lord Vader boss in Sector 4, and people were able to cheese it with Kylo and Night Sister Zombie and old Daka. Like, you're still able to take that cheese.
Which takes team. A lot of competency.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. You got to know what you're doing with the Night Sister.
It absolutely is, and I'm not denying that, but it's just funny because, like, that's the first thing that most people go to.
They're fun. Yeah.
It's just a common pair that seems to make its way through theory crafting.
Yeah. Yep. And then they don't say anything about why they're discussing this.
No. It's literally filler.
Letting us know their thoughts on meta.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say they're changing any meta. They don't say they want this and this to happen, or this is about needing a change or anything. They just say why they do what they do.
So if you had to, like, on a 1 to 10 scale grade this State of the Galaxy, considering we called it well-whelming.
Yeah.
Where would you land it?
I changed my mind.
Okay.
Okay, I'll still say I'm whelmed.
Okay.
Just because of how excited I am for the two tanks coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rate this like a, let's say a 3 or 4.
Oh, wow. Okay. I originally was thinking like a 6, and now I feel like I'm being generous.
Well, like, the only positive thing was telling us about these two new ships.
Right.
But they don't even go into them.
No.
So I would give each of them 2 points. So
and I'm gonna also, say 4. We just know that they're coming, but we don't know when.
Right.
I'm assuming this quarter. Are they coming at the same time?
Hopefully in the next month.
Like.
Because they do a monthly State of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you discuss stuff that you're not going to do this month?
Ooh, good point. They got, what, like 12 days to go?
Well, a month from the post.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So, like, okay. When was this post?
February 8th. So, I don't know. They got, so like, maybe three weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it could happen in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Or that's at least fair. A timeline.
Yeah, give us some more info.
Yeah. So just for these two ships, that's why I would give it a 4, because it's going to be such a big deal to have, like, both of them have been, maybe you can try to do something on offense and get away with not having a tank, or I'll try to throw Clone Sergeant as a reinforcement or something, but no good solution, definitely nothing to set on defense. But now, these two capital ships that got released without any other ships to help boost them up.
Yeah.
Now they finally get their tanks.
Like, how many years later?
Yeah. And I'm especially excited because, I'll say it now, Resistance is going to be the Executor killer.
See, a lot of people are saying that. I think you might be right.
I have rarely but successfully taken down Executor with my Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you do the preload thing where you get their special taken off at the start.
Yeah.
You can reach the kill before Executor reaches their kill.
I used it in Territory Wars the other day. I went in and my Malevolence failed. And by failed, I mean, I think I only killed Xanadu Blood.
Yeah.
And then I just went in with Resistance afterwards. And again, you blow up Executor before they get their ult.
Yeah.
So,
and it's so Territory fun. Battles is where I figured out that they're the best against Executor.
Because
in Territory Battles, you've got your Rebel fleet, mine can't do anything.
Yeah, neither can mine.
They always die. There's nothing, no hope. Yeah. But with being to able to evade because of the foresight that your resistance ship gets, it's the one that I always use when I use in a special mission or some other mission the Galactic Republic ships. I can do well with the resistance ones. But the only issue is at the very start, like if you try to put the only three resistance ships up in your starting lineup, one of them will get killed just from the opening onslaught.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't have a reinforcement one. And so there's no way to further accelerate your cooldowns. But now, just by having four resistance ships, in a tank that hopefully can take the opening onslaught without dying before it takes the first turn, we've now, at least by one, decreased the Holdo's existing cooldown to her ult. If you can get two specials with foresight off, then we're looking at least two or three turns sooner that the ult can go off.
Well, and most of the time you're going to want resistance pilot being your reinforcement.
Yes.
Because he's going to be assisting.
Yes. And now you can do it while still having a starting lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to drastically change how quickly Holdo's able to kill ships. And it might even become a good galactic, a good negotiator killer.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like with this one ship increasing that cooldown of her ult, she ought to be able to kill just about any ship before they get their ultimate off.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Great. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, and so like they did say with TIE Interceptor that TIE Interceptor wasn't going to counter Executor. But they did not say that here.
They did not. They did not. And they followed up these two ships by talking about the meta. And I think that the Executor has had plenty of time in the limelight.
How long has it been out? Four or five months?
I want to say longer than that.
I'm trying to remember when I got it.
Like it started off as, you know, a monthly get your 10 things.
Yeah. And, but I'm pretty sure I got it the second or third month it came around. I'm pretty sure. I can't remember.
Or at the very least, even if it's not going to be a negotiator or an executor replacement in the meta, it should definitely be an offense team.
Absolutely.
The best solution, better than the malevolence one.
Well, and like that's a good point because for the longest time, I was personally just sticking Raddus on defense because I was like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Like, it's kind of useless right now. And now I'm like, no, I can't do that. I need to be able to have this as a backup to blow up Executor.
Yes.
So
I think it'll become the first line of attack, and it'll become an offensive team, not one you'll set on defense for Fleet Arena,
right?
But one you can hopefully use more reliably than Malevolence to wipe out a negotiator, an executor.
Executor, yeah, I agree with you.
And then to end the post, they say they want you to be excited for the next era of Swagga.
Is there a clue in this?
They have several initiatives from last year that they want to continue to push forward.
That's right.
So in addition to these new Fallen Order push and these new units coming out, they're still going to continue the next phase of the gear intervention. I'm glad they didn't forget about that.
Yeah,
I'm still
too.
Holding out hope. A Grand Arena update, which I don't even remember what that's about.
So the only thing I can think of for this is maybe an update. So two things. One, an update on whether or not 3v3 will be coming back.
Right, right.
And two, they did mention something super vague that they would just basically be watching the leaderboards as it was going on, like as everything was shuffling over the first initial seasons, and then adjust as needed. So I'm curious if they're seeing something that needs to be adjusted. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Gear intervention, Grand Arena update, and more Omicron updates.
Yeah.
And that the next road ahead should talk about all three of these.
In more detail.
Yeah. So I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with them just saying that, give us another month.
Mm-hmm.
Then these three important things are going to get some more info.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really need help getting my gear 12 to gear 13.
Oh my gosh. It is so bad. Because now it's like, do you go from gear 12 to gear 13, or do you put relics on?
Right.
You can only have one. You could only choose one. There's
also not enough old gear 12 and gear 12 plus stuff to go around.
No. They all want the same stuff. Anyway, we'll see.
On to Ninth Sister.
Ninth.
The Ninth Sister.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so I have not looked at this at all. I know that she is a tank.
A tank. She doesn't really look like a female.
Mm-hmm. No, I did notice that, actually. I mean,
but I guess her pecs are not just muscle.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously, and they did say all of the Inquisitors would have leadership abilities, so she's the leader. And she's an unaligned force user, because they type.
They said all of the Inquisitors will have leaderships?
They did. They said they would all have different leaderships.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
That was in, I think, the Dev Insights.
Yeah, I think I remember that now.
I think.
And so far, all of them have Omicron leaderships.
Ooh.
Go ahead. All right.
All right. So, as we can see here, unaligned force user, because they typoed. Not saying they need a copy editor, but. All right. So, basic ability, too easy. Deal physical damage to target enemy, then deal physical damage again, dealing 40% more damage. Okay. Inflict one stack of purge, maximum of 6, on the target enemy for the rest of the encounter. If a target is a Jedi, then this inflicts a second stack of purge and can't be resisted. Okay.
So I think Second Sister's basic also was just a purge adder.
Right?
So I think both of them so far are just adding purges on their basics.
Okay. It's super straightforward. I do like that. Okay, but this basic is a double tap basic. Like, she doesn't need to actually do anything to deal it a second time. She just does it again and deals more damage the second time.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right? Like, you know how, like, usually it's like, oh, if they're debuffed, attack again, or like something.
Right.
There's nothing, which is interesting. Anyway.
That is weird.
So she's going to hit you twice, and the second time is going to hurt more than the first.
So she can get rid of your foresight the first one.
Yeah. And then hit you harder the second time for trying to wise ass.
Foresight. What do you think you are, Jedi?
Right? Looking at you, Yoda. Oh, man. Okay. Okay, so first special, not worth my time. Cooldown of 4.
Oh, yeah. This is a good animation.
Okay, let me see this animation. Ooh, okay. I like that. Deal physical damage and consume all stacks of purge on target enemy. For each stack of purge removed, inflict that many damage over time effects on target enemy for one turn. And Ninth Sister gains that many heal over time effects for one turn. If the target is a Jedi, dispel all of their buffs. I like that. That is pretty freaking cool.
What's cool about it?
I like that you are... I like the juxtaposition of you get damage over time now, and I get that many heal over time. Like,
that is cool. That is cool.
I like that. That's interesting. I just like
only for one turn, though.
Right. But theoretically, if they had six...
Yeah.
You got six dots popping on the next turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Special two, ground pound. Sounds like Mario.
Yeah. Or the Hulk. Like yeah. The Hulk move.
Okay. Also a cooldown of four, and it's Zeta. Deal physical damage to all enemies and inflict dazed, defense down, and potency down for two turns, which can't be resisted by Jedi. Ninth Sister gains taunt for two turns. For each enemy inflicted with purge and damaged by this ability, she gains 10% defense, stacking for a maximum of 50% for two turns. Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good move.
And this doesn't say that it starts on cooldown, so assume you could use this right away. I mean, you wouldn't want to, I don't think, but you could.
An AoE with three debuffs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right?
And a taunt.
Yeah.
And I like the defense stacking. I wish there wasn't a max to it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like because you get that defense, you might not want to use it right away until there's some purge out there. But then maybe you have Ninth Sister be slow. And then
true.
Everyone else is putting purge out there first. You go in and debuff everybody and gain a bunch of defense while you're taunting.
Or you use Second Sister's leadership in territory war.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the enemies start with two stacks.
Right. Right. Okay. Good point. Okay. Okay. Anyway. So, leadership ability. This is the Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop the Empire. Allies are immune to speed limiting effects. Oh. Uh-oh.
So, Jedi Knight Luke.
This one's going after Jedi Knight Luke. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever an enemy gains bonus turn meter, all Inquisitorious allies gain 2% potency and 2% tenacity stacking for the rest of the encounter. If that enemy is a Jedi, they have a 50% chance to gain a stack of purge, maximum of 6 until the end of the encounter. So, okay, sorry. If, whenever an enemy gains turn meter, okay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. If that enemy is a Jedi... So if that enemy who gained turn meter is a Jedi? Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like start of a turn or something. It's them gaining turn meter.
Right. However that occurs.
Oh.
So let's say he's fighting... Let's say she's fighting a Palpatine squad.
Mm-hmm.
One debuff goes off. All the enemies get 5% turn meter.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole side... now gets 10% tenacity and potency.
Right.
And if, let's say you lost 3 or 4 debuffs in one turn,
mm-hmm.
your whole side is getting 40% tenacity, 40% potency.
Yikes.
I think this could be a counter to Palpatine squads.
That's interesting.
Which are popping up more now because of Starkiller.
Mm-hmm. And because of Mara Jade.
Yes. Yes. This one, this leadership, fighting Jedi Knight Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a Jedi takes a turn, he gains 10% turn meter.
Yeah.
So every time an enemy takes a turn,
mm-hmm.
Luke has a 50% chance to gain a purge.
Yeah.
And all the allies for Inquisitors are gaining potency and tenacity.
Yeah. And you can't use Luke's speed limiting... thing.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Right. Okay. So the very first turn that she takes, like, let's say she's a slow tank.
Mm-hmm.
Her first turn versus Jedi Knight Luke. He could have six stacks of Purge already.
Yeah.
And she could open up with that special.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, so that's just, like, the leadership. That's not even the Omicron. That's just the
right.
That's just the regular part.
Right, right.
So, the Omicron, while she's in Territory Wars, all Empire allies gain 20% defense, and all Inquisitorious allies are immune to ability block and stun.
Yeah.
Holy.
I still don't know if this is just a throwaway leadership that isn't as good as other ones yet. But by adding that line, again, if you're fighting Jedi Knight Luke,
mm-hmm.
his AoE stun
mm-hmm.
won't do anything. He'll just use the move and none of your people get stunned.
Yeah. So you wouldn't use that move. And, like, obviously the AI is going to do it.
Right. And Jedi Master Luke,
mm-hmm.
opening move that does the breach and ability blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No ability block.
Yikes. Okay. I will say, though, that I like that they put in this. The wording is immune to speed limiting effects. So they're not immune to turn meter reduction.
Correct.
So you could reduce their turn meter.
Correct.
You just can't limit their speed with Jedi Knight Luke.
Correct. Or do anything. They might be immune to speed down as well then.
Well, that's a good question. I wonder if they are.
Because that is speed limiting and right. an effect.
That's a good question.
That's cool. This is our first time that a non-Jedi Knight Luke,
mm-hmm.
where that his leadership would say, unless you're fighting a Galactic Legend or a similar worded ability, now we have one that also affects speed limiting.
Yeah.
First one that will negate Jedi Knight Luke's lead.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Okay, so the unique. It's just a scratch. For each other Empire ally present at the start of battle, Ninth Sister gains 5% defense, max health, and tenacity. These effects are doubled for Inquisitorious allies. Each time another Empire ally is damaged by a critical hit, she gains taunt and 50% crit avoidance for one turn, and Empire allies gain 20% crit avoidance for one turn. If the ally is also an Inquisitorious, Ninth Sister recovers 5% health.
Ooh. I didn't even read that one, I don't think.
Whoa.
That's a good unique.
That is a good unique. That's fun. Okay, so she's going to have, at the start of battle, if you have a full Empire squad, you're going to have 20% defense, max health, and tenacity right at the start. And if any of them are Inquisitorious.
She will.
Yeah, she will. And if any of them are Inquisitorious, it would be doubled.
Another 5% for each of them.
Yeah.
And then kind of a passive taunt.
Yeah.
Similar to General Kenobi.
Right.
Anytime an ally is critically hit,
mm-hmm.
he taunts.
Yeah, so that's what this is. If it, someone
yeah, gets that's hit. just like General Kenobi.
Yeah. Okay.
But whereas Kenobi doesn't get crit immunity himself,
mm-hmm.
she gets crit avoidance,
mm-hmm.
keeping herself from being critically hit.
Yeah. And the Empire allies gain crit avoidance. And yeah. she could potentially recover health.
Yeah.
So you could crit somebody, and then depending on who you crit, you could, by accident, be healing her.
Yes.
Yikes.
I think, now that I've read this unique, I think she's going to pair well with Lord Vader.
Yeah, I think so too.
Interesting.
So, okay. Who would you take out of a Lord Vader squad to put her in?
Shore Trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need to be in there. Because his main benefit is the giving everyone crit immunity. But now with her, they'll pretty much have crit immunity because of the avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to taunt and tank better than the Royal Guard does. Because Royal Guard, an ally has to get below 50% health, I think. Here, they just have to be critically hit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. okay, so Second Sister targeted Jedi Knight Revan, correct? And she, Ninth Sister's targeting Jedi Knight Luke.
Sure,
Other Jedi leaders. There's so many. You have Bastila. You have... would you theoretically include the Galactic Legends? I don't know.
I think these are going to affect Galactic Legends.
You have Gas. Although his is very, very clone-focused, but he is a Jedi.
Ooh. This character could be good against... Gas, the crit avoidance,
mm-hmm.
keeping him from decreasing cooldowns,
yeah,
or increasing cooldowns, and the bonus turn meter that Fives gains.
Oh, good point.
Rex gives everybody.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, because anytime Rex did his form up, for example,
uh-huh.
you're going to gain that potency and tenacity.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Did not think about that.
Interesting. Yeah, I still don't know what to do with these two new characters.
No. I feel like you kind of want them together, but you also want them separate. Like you were just saying, right. You could put her with Lord Vader.
Right.
Hmm.
At the very least, hopefully they open up new stuff for Empire teams.
It sounds like they are.
This is pretty good.
Which, I mean, if we're getting a lot of Empire focus. Oh boy.
And even though they look like Sith, that's one of the issues that I have with Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh... I ran out of my Empire,
mm-hmm.
and I needed, or all I have are Sith characters that kind of pair well with Palpatine and Vader,
mm-hmm.
but not with the rest of the Empire. But these will help the other Empire characters without having to pull Sith.
Yeah. I'm kind of intrigued by this.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Cool.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. All right. So that's Ninth Sister.
And then the Grand Arena make good. Yeah. I haven't even read this yet.
It hasn't even come out yet. I think we get it maybe tomorrow. I don't think
so. At some point, we're going to get 1,000 crystals.
Yeah.
That's good. And 1,000 championship tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good for canceling 2 days of an event.
I'm super torn on this. So I haven't done the math, but I'm curious if we are ending up ahead or behind in this.
So let's say you got 2 more losses.
Right.
That'd be 400 crystals
mm-hmm.
plus whatever the end of event. So if you got last place for that end of event,
right.
You'd get 500 crystals.
Right.
If you got 2 more wins
mm-hmm.
for 1,800 crystals, plus end of event first place,
mm-hmm.
then that's 2,550 crystals that you now got shrunk down to 1,000.
Right.
Let's say you did the one win.
Two losses. Or yeah. Two wins, one loss.
Sure, let's do two wins. Because we all got rewards for that first round already.
Right, we all got rewards for the first win.
So of the next two, let's say you won one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 900 plus 200.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,100 plus a second place finish, which is 500 crystals?
I think so.
So that's 1,600 crystals you would have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Just for winning one of your other two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're just getting 1,000.
But I'm curious, and this is why I'm curious about it, because we're essentially replaying that week. So the first round that you won or lost from that week, we've got the crystals, plus this 1,000. So we're redoing this week over.
But didn't they wait till the week would have been over already?
They
didn't start it up a day or two later.
They started it. It wasn't a full week. It was... So they canceled it on Friday, and the Grand Arena sign up went live on Wednesday. So the first battle was a Friday night. It was exactly a week later. So now what's going to end up happening is this week and next week are going to be off schedule. We'll get the end of season rewards because it's going to be the second half of the season played out. And then we're going to have a shortened period off.
So
that we go back to the Monday startup.
Okay. In that case, I don't think we've been shorted anything.
That's what I'm like. I really want to do the math. And to be honest, I just didn't have the time or the brain power to do the math. because it feels like we might not be shorted as badly as we think we are. If at all.
If they do it like you just said,
mm-hmm.
we're still getting 4 full weeks of this Grand Arena.
Yes, we are.
Plus that one day.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Plus this make good.
Right.
Plus the next season starts on time.
Exactly. So instead of having the rewards, the end of the season rewards come out on Sunday or Monday, whenever it is that it ends.
Yeah.
We get them on Wednesday. And then we sign up Monday. So we'll have like 4 days off in between instead of 7.
Yes.
It's
yeah, so we're benefiting.
And okay, so and to be completely honest, I fully expected when they're like, oh, there'll be a make good. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I fully expected 500 crystals. That I was like, we're gonna get 500 crystals. So I'm like, okay, I'll take 1,000.
Yeah.
It's twice what I expected. The biggest thing for me actually is the tokens. Because
running it.
Really? Yeah, I run out of tokens, Grand Arena tokens, faster than I run out of crystals.
What do you use them on?
Mod slicing materials.
I think that's where I'm shifting to.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. Just yeah, that's where I use them and they disappear real quick.
I had been using them for the Chirotech.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think it's a better value to get the mod slicing.
I've just been farming so much Chirotech that I'm like, I just gotta do it for mod slicing. So
I get Chirotech with my champion my guild event 2.
Mm-hmm.
My get 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I've still got 115,000.
Oh my goodness.
I can't burn through it quick enough.
Can you share?
Even if I could, oh. No.
Yeah. No. None for you.
I just need them to up how much I can spend at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
don't
man.
Give me this little five shards.
No.
I need to spend 50, okay?
Right? Just let me add multiple yes. whatchamacallit nodes yes. of it.
Give me a little bar.
Yeah.
That I can increase by 5.
That would be great if they were like, hey, you can buy it in increments of 5 and just slide this little slider. Can we anytime ask for that want. For a quality of life update?
Yeah, anytime you want.
Yeah. You're still you burning through 6 your hours. Currency.
Oh, man. It's time for that gimmick to end.
Yeah.
You need to come back every 6 hours to check a shop.
Yeah. That's, like, super bad for my sleep habits.
It really is. It really is.
Not that I sleep much.
I still have 100,000 Galactic War.
Oh my gosh.
Currency, 100,000 Squad Arena.
Oh my goodness.
Just because, like, once a day, mm-hmm. I might get the effort to go and buy as much as I can at one time.
Right.
But next time I log in, I don't feel like going through each shop and doing it again.
Oh man. All right. Well, fair. Fair. Okay, so that's like all the news.
That's all the news.
That's all the news.
So let's go over our I Love You, I Know segment.
Yeah. What of... Well, I guess I'll... We should probably read the intro.
We know it's easy to get jaded by this game, but there's a reason why we're still playing it after 6 years. So Sarah, what have you enjoyed this week mm-hmm. or two in Galaxy of Heroes?
I finished Conquest in 1 week. It was the fastest I've done it.
Did you do a bunch of refreshes every day?
I just burned through like crazy getting ahead. I did one sector a day. And I finished all the feats and everything. I didn't even wait. Like, I could have done it naturally with energy. And I was
wait,
like,
you
nah.
beat everything?
Yeah, like I'm done. Red box is done. We're good.
What?
It's over. And I was like, I'm just going to finish it now. And I refreshed and finished it. So it's been fun, though, because now I just go back in and I like have all this energy lying around. And I can just swap my discs around and play with other teams and see what's working and what isn't working.
Did you buy the pass this time?
I did. The $10 one. I still don't think the $30 one is worth it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I swapped discs multiple times, and to be honest, now that I know which discs that I want, I don't think I'll be swapping next time. And I didn't really have an issue. Like, I swapped my set to a different set, and then I swapped back to the set I had, and then I swapped back to a different set again, and I probably spent less than 100 energy swapping sets, swapping discs around.
I thought it's free if you buy the...
It's free if you buy the $30 one.
Oh.
Not if you buy the $10 one. You still have to pay. The $10 one only gets you the additional reward track, which gotcha. I think is 100% worth it. But the $30 one, you get extra consumables, you get free disc swapping, you get a faster regeneration rate on your stamina and energy, and they give you a disc right away to start. And it's usually like a 4-dot disc. But I just don't think it's worth it. Especially now with two of those global feats giving you 4-dot discs.
Yes. Like, that's actually the biggest headline for this episode.
Yeah. That's
changes that they didn't even talk about.
Like, that was massive. Massively overpowered is one of the discs you get. And I finished that the first one, the Farm Boy Loot, the one that gives you the critical over disc. I was done that by the end of day 2.
Yes. I tried to get that as soon as I could as well.
Yeah, I think that's the smart play for those ones, is just try and get them out of the way. Because then you have discs you can use right away.
But I think it took me maybe end of... I think the kills... For Luke and Vader,
mm-hmm.
I got done by Sector 2.
Mm-hmm. That's but a the lot. Other...
Yeah, 100. 100
yeah. yeah.
But then the other one, the team with Luke,
mm-hmm.
Old Ben,
mm-hmm.
and Farm Boy Luke,
mm-hmm.
that one was harder to do. Because I want to accomplish, you know, that Sector's put this many people together.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't waste 2 spots on Old Ben mm-hmm. and Farm Boy.
I just dragged them along in Sector 1 with my Galactic Legends. So I started with Kylo, and I wasn't even moving forward at that point. Like, once I was done moving forward, I just went back, and I put Kylo with Farm Boy Luke, Old Ben, Beskar Mando, and Boba Fett. And I just had Kylo, like, literally just drag them along.
Nice.
They were not even... I remember watching the game and waiting because they were at 0% stamina. And I was like, I just need one. Just need one to go into this battle.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's done. I think this one was significantly easier. Aside from the Lord Vader boss, significantly easier than past conquests.
Agreed. I think the conquest itself was easier, which I liked. Or not so much easier, because you know all the nodes are the same.
Right.
But just the feats weren't as dumb and
contrary
to one another.
It just felt, I don't know, just felt...
It felt better.
Yeah, like... So I didn't finish that Vader and Luke killing one until the last day.
Oh, really?
And just because I wasn't really using them very much, to be completely honest with you. But because in Sector 4, you need to rack up Sith kills, I was like, I'll just go find a node that Vader can wreck by himself and not let any of my other Sith take a turn, and he'll get all the kills.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I need 14 of these, so he's just going to rack that up for me on his own. And that's how I did that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I like this one better. Mm-hmm. Not because it was easier in difficulty or anything like that, but they made it more fun.
Yeah, it seemed smoother.
Getting the yellow outline for the challenge path, they made it obvious this time, whereas you had no idea that before.
Yeah, that was huge.
One of the best ideas they've had with updating it is make some of the feats reward you to help you along with your progress.
Yes, absolutely. Like,
rather than just something you're trying to do by the end of the thing and just check that box, like, okay, I did all these things. Instead, because of the global feats rewarding you with these purple discs, it's like, oh, I'm actually excited to complete this feat because it unlocks something that helps me. And I liked they used it as a gate to this other feat that would follow it.
Right. And
yeah, it was a good idea. I liked it a lot.
The really good thing with those other feats that follow it, they don't take very many battles to get them done.
Right, right, right.
So,
like, it's number of uses of the power. Not a big deal at all.
Yeah. And if you're fine, like, I think it was the massively overpowered one. I found a team with Nest on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all right. I guess I'll do it here.
Yeah, I didn't even try to accomplish it.
Yeah, you just kind of do it naturally.
Use it. Yeah. Use it and you're going to get it done.
And that's the really good thing is if you get those feats done early enough and you're still moving through the sectors, you just get it done naturally while you're going forward, right? So you're not going backwards and having to try to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were good ones. Those were good, very good changes.
What have you enjoyed? I feel like that was really long-winded of me.
No, that's good. That's good. I enjoyed... Let me see. I enjoyed Conquest a lot more. I think I could have done it quickly like you did. But I have stopped using as many refreshes. And I've also been experimenting more. Because I think I've made a lot of progress. Like, I'm in the last sector now.
Yeah.
And I've already gotten most of the global feats and other feats, whatnot, almost done. So now I'm slowing down just because I think I'm almost there already. Yeah. Like just two or three battles in each of the sectors and I'll finish those feats. So this was much more fun. I dislike the Galactic Legend bosses.
Cool. Man.
because they made the current two Galactic Legends the bosses of the last two sectors. No, the last two sectors.
The funny thing is, okay, and this is why it's even funnier. They just did this whole State of the Galaxy explaining that you have like a Galactic Legend and then Galactic Legend with their Conquest counterpart is stronger. Right. Right. Kenobi in Sector 5 doesn't have Cat. So the Sector 4 boss is actually significantly harder than the Sector 5 boss.
It took me a lot of tries. That stupid Lord Vader team.
I spent so much energy and crystals on that boss trying to beat it. And it was infuriating. I've got it down now. Like, it's, you can do it multiple ways, but.
And like we talked about how I don't like to use Galactic Legends.
Right.
They've made it to where they're pretty much requiring you use Galactic Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days where you can get a nice little set of discs that help you overpower.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if you have the right discs, particularly for Lord Vader, like, you can get away without a Galactic Legend. But you need to have the right disc set up. And the right consumables.
What team can you do to beat it without a Galactic Legend?
So I couldn't do it, but troopers work. But you need to have Perseverance and you need to have the Frenzy Tech. So if you didn't even find Frenzy Tech on your way or purposely select a scavenger with Frenzy Tech, you can't do it. And
but not disc. You're saying consumables.
No, you needed the consumable and you needed the disc Perseverance for it to work. Because I tried it without Perseverance and with the tech, and it does not work. It's like, it's real bad. I was dead real fast.
Perseverance
gives you turn meter, so it helps get the turn meter train going for troopers. Which, like, I've watched quite a few videos of people doing it, and you can see, like, the team doesn't even go. Like, Vader and them don't even take a turn.
But how do you go first?
You need the Frenzy Tech to go first, because then when you use a special, all of your,
But you get dazed off at the start.
I think it's troopers and Watt. So you have Watt give the tech to someone. That counts as a special. It triggers Frenzy, and then you go. If I'm remembering correctly. It did not work for me. Again, because I didn't have that disc.
That's sneaky.
I did do it today for fun with Padme.
Oh, to beat that node?
Yeah. So that was fun. But other than troopers and Padme, I don't know off the top of my head of another non-Galactic Legend team that does it.
Well, what about the feats?
So
how are you going to get the feats done?
The marked feat is bugged. So you can't get
it done. Yeah, because I did it. No. Okay, why is it bugged?
It's not counting marked. It's not. It's just not counting it at all when you mark an enemy.
Okay.
So, like, it's legitimately fully bugged. Okay. Apparently it's fixed now after they did the update today.
Okay.
But the 200,000 one with Padme, I did it with Leader's Resolve and then a bunch of offensive discs, and all of the damage is coming from Padme. Like, she's roundhouse kicking like crazy. And she, you'll get the 200,000 damage with her.
So I used because I have him, mm-hmm. my Master Kenobi,
mm-hmm.
and Kat got the 200,000.
Yeah, I had.
It felt dirty having to use.
I had Kat with her, I had Kat on the team, and she instant killed Royal Guard, I think, after Vader was dead. I saved it. I sat on it for so long. I was like, I gotta wait, because it's gonna do nothing against Vader.
Yeah.
So. So, but other than troopers and Padme, I don't know of another. And I even tried the Beskar Mando team because I was curious. I was like, maybe like this will work. Like, it does.
Right.
I was like, you'll get the turn meter and you're going, but they wipe you so fast that it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
which was disappointing.
Besides that sneaky team with Watt mm-hmm. and using that consumable,
mm-hmm.
they pretty much make it to where you've got to have Galactic Legend counters.
Right. To get through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like that.
Well, and I don't know. I haven't tried on the Kenobi boss how you would go through without a Galactic Legend. I don't know if you could. You might be able to. Maybe. Because there's no cat on it. There is Cam, but there's no cat.
Yeah.
So
let's see. What I've enjoyed mm-hmm. is... maybe getting Vader, but not really. I enjoyed doing well in Grand Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed remodding for better teams.
Mm-hmm.
This last Grand Arena week, I only got one win. But
this one that just ended today?
Yeah, yeah. But the people that beat me,
mm-hmm.
I am learning from my losses. So I am ready to do next week's Grand Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I can win much better now.
Mm-hmm. I faced my first Starkiller today in Grand Arena.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And oh, I didn't goodness. Even realize. I was like just kind of like looking around. I'm like, oh, well, I was like, this guy's got Starkiller. And I didn't even see that.
Like, dude. Ugh. Was it a Palpatine lead?
It was a Old Ben lead. Oh, it was okay. Old Ben, Kylo Ren and masks, Starkiller, Visas, and Palpatine? No, it wasn't Palpatine. Who am I missing? I can't remember who else was on there. He had a Palpatine and Mara Jade team, so it wasn't Palpatine. I can't remember who else was on there.
I think he should have. So I haven't fought the composition you did.
Mm-hmm.
I fought my first Starkiller.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had great defenses all around. So I'm going to try to learn from him.
Yeah.
His Starkiller team. So I had theory crafted using Ben before as lead. But no, Palpatine, that's where it's at. Because his Mara Jade was 300 something speed, like 325 or something. Which then Starkiller gives 70 speed
mm-hmm.
with his Omicron. So she was just about 400 speed.
Oh my goodness.
So even my fastest non-Galactic Legend teams, like my Bad Batch and my Imp Troopers, my 360 speed,
mm-hmm.
Gideon,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. It's a 400 speed Mara Jade. Who's going to start by throwing out her AoE tenacity down,
mm-hmm.
which under Palp lead gives her full turn meter.
That is insane.
And then she does her other special, and now Palpatine is ready to do his special.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally, I could not think of a way to beat it. I tried to do Rebels, like CLS.
Okay. Yeah.
CLS should be able to take out Mara Jade before she gets to
right.
do her stuff. But no, because Starkiller makes it so they can't get stunned.
Oh, yeah.
So even though I whacked her with Han to start,
yeah,
she didn't get stunned.
Right.
And I think there's something in his kit that stops turn meter. Something like that.
Maybe. I can't remember.
It didn't matter that I tried to use CLS. I still got destroyed. And it was brutal.
I knew I wasn't going to get through his bottom. He had set Starkiller up top and then Lord Vader in the bottom. And I was like, I'm not getting through, like, just based off what I had kept for
yeah,
defense.
Yeah.
And he had set Palpatine and Mara Jade separately in their own squad as well. But so because I knew I wasn't getting through Vader, I ended up using Kenobi. Because I was like, I'll just go for ships to practice. I was like, there's no way I'm going to win. I want to practice ships because ships are my downfall. So I was like, I'm treating this as a practice round. So I ended up using my Kenobi against the Starkiller team. And even then, I was like, okay, Starkiller is doing some serious damage. You need to calm down.
Crazy.
But I had a ton of fun with the Palpatine and Mara Jade team because I was like, I don't know what's going to work here. And at that point, I was just throwing out, like, whatever. General Grievous with Newt worked great. Really poor banners, but one shot. And I was like...
Versus the Mara Jade?
Versus Palpatine lead with Mara Jade. I was like, without I'll take Star that. Killer. Oh, yeah. I was like, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I still can't remember... I can't see what it was that happened, but I still had no hope. Like, the damage, I wasn't able to get the damage out. Let's see, they get bonus speed.
Is this from Starkiller?
Yeah. Trying to think. Something made it so that it didn't even matter. Like, maybe I still got my opening thing off, but even though I... Oh, yeah. I think I remember now. Because I didn't get to stun with my starting move,
mm-hmm.
and the assists didn't give me enough turn meter,
because
usually the stun plus the... Tenacity down from 3PO helps get me fast enough to where I can take a second turn. Because, you know, you stun their fastest character.
Right. Except in this case, you don't.
Because it didn't stun. She still was first to go right after Han's opening thing. So she still did her AoE thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got destroyed before any of the rest of my toons got to take another turn. That's what it was. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Terrifying.
I don't know how to beat that without using your own Galactic Legend. I set on defense my First Order Hux.
Mm-hmm.
If I think I'm going to face another Starkiller, I might save him.
Oh, for the turn meter stopping?
Preventing turn meter gain.
Because
then she can do her opening move all she wants. She won't get to do the second one right away. So that might be a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And Hux doesn't focus much on stuns. It's really just critical hits.
Right. I don't know. It's literally the only one I've seen.
Yeah, I've only seen one as well.
I don't want to see another one.
But that's definitely what I'm working towards.
Mm-hmm.
Any Discord corner questions?
There weren't any in our server. There was one in chat that I saw, and now I can't remember where it went. Oh, okay. So for Ninth Sister, what do you think about putting Mara and Emperor Palpatine under Ninth Sister's lead?
Ninth Sister lead?
I feel like I need to pull it up again because I've already forgotten it. I swear I have the memory of a goldfish.
The Ninth Sister's lead is...
Where is it?
Immune speed limiting effects.
Mm-hmm. Getting potency and tenacity.
I don't think that this lead will help them, unfortunately. Like, because it benefits Inquisitorious allies.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess the only way they would get benefited would be in territory wars with Empire allies.
True.
Yeah.
But I think Palp's lead would be better.
Yeah.
Now, if it was all Empire allies, then that stacking potency and tenacity would be helpful.
Yeah, exactly. But it's Inquisitorious. You're right.
Yep. So yeah. they're still making it so it's not really, neither of these are good fits yet.
Right.
Some other shoe has to drop. Some new character has to come out that really buffs them up.
Right. Yeah. I don't think the fleet meta report has changed, if we want to look at it. So last time we looked at it, Executor was at 82%.
Now it's at 84.
Oh, okay. We've gone up 2% in 2 weeks somehow.
So 84 is an even greater market share. There's 7% Negotiators, 6% Malevolences.
That's insane. Executrix and Home One somehow, and then 0% across the board for the other four.
See, those other ones, they don't even count. Like,
no.
That's not somebody getting to first with those teams.
That's somebody just swapping out the team for fun.
So right, that someone else can replace them.
Like right before their payout and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Guaranteed. There's no way. Or they're in super dead shards, but I doubt that's what right. it is.
That's some crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the last meta is only at 7%.
That's insane when you put it that way. Like the meta before this is at 7%. That's disturbing.
Very.
Give me Raddus.
7%. Which means that there aren't even enough counter teams.
Right.
Because sure, let's say, you know, 60, 70% Executors. That's what everyone that can is using.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that haven't invested in him are using this other one. If they are successful, there's only 7% Negotiators successfully beating Executors, which I don't think they are. Only 6% Malevolences successfully beating Negotiators or Executors.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Oh boy.
They need to present a counter team.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be super reliable, but if we can have a 30% Raddus or something.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be great.
Oh, love it.
Last but not least, let's head to Uncle Owen's Moisture Farm to talk about who and what we're currently farming in game, because everyone knows work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters. So because I finished Trashy Lord Vader.
Did you say you got his ult yet or no?
I do.
You do have his ult. Okay.
Ult doesn't help anything.
Oh, man.
Like, it's not. So, going back to the starting Galactic Legends. Rey's ult
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Love her ult.
Pretty much an annihilate.
Mm-hmm.
Not even. Or keeps all your team alive.
Mm-hmm.
Then she has that special that does an annihilate pretty much.
Yeah. Her whirlwind.
She's great.
Love Rey.
What does Lord Vader have? No move that does that output. And most of the good characters in the game now are immune to damage over time or something. Then you got Supreme Leader Kylo.
Mm-hmm.
You let him survive long enough, he can amp up his damage crazy. Not the same thing for Lord Vader. His ultimate reads like he's pulling mastery from his allies.
Who are you putting him with?
So I tried the standard Maul. Let's see. So I think the standard team is either Vader, Guard, Royal Guard, mm-hmm. Thrawn, Shore Trooper, and Maul.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace one of them with Gideon, and mm-hmm. that's another alternative. Neither of those are really good. Like, I don't want to have to put Maul on it.
Right.
And even if I do, let's say I do, and Maul, because I got destroyed, that person that beat me badly with the Starkiller,
mm-hmm.
his, I tried to undermanned my Kylo team, and it was a bad idea. Because his Thrawn was able to, Maul was able to remove the pre-taunt, and then Thrawn fractured Kylo, and then Maul was able to kill my Kylo, my Galactic Legend Kylo. Vader didn't do anything, but Maul was able to deal enough damage. Vader helped only by doing a heal immunity on my Kylo. But I would still say Maul was the real hero there. I don't think Vader's good at all.
The one that I faced today was Vader, Stormtrooper, Royal Guard, Piet, and Gideon. And it was an R9 Vader and an R9 Royal Guard.
Wow. What'd you use?
Jedi Master Luke. And I have an R9 Jedi Master Luke. And I killed three of them. I killed Royal Guard, Piet, and Gideon. And then Vader and Stormtrooper were just like hanging out at the end. It's like, cool. This is going poorly.
Stormtrooper is a good one to have.
Stormtrooper was, he was just chilling. He was like, you can't kill me.
And he keeps reducing your turn meter.
I'm like, can you screw off?
Yeah, Stormtrooper would be good on that squad. But, so for that dude to set that.
He destroyed his trooper team to set it.
Destroyed his trooper team.
Yeah.
Put Gideon in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which Gideon is plug and play in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Vader was in there, so you can't use Vader for a Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
And Stormtrooper hurts the new Iden Verso.
Yeah.
So you really got to pull from a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's worth it.
I mean, it stopped me, so I guess it worked for me. But anyway, yeah. what are you actually farming now that you're done? Because that's your last Galactic Legend, right?
Yes, all my Galactic Legends are done with Ultimates. Now I'm farming Starkiller.
Oh man, you're going for it.
So I've got Dash Rendar 7-star.
Oh man,
Gear 12.
Yeah,
because it's impossible to get all the stuff I need. Then I'm farming Kyle Katarn. I'm doing one or two refreshes of Mara Jade.
Right.
So that hopefully she'll get to 7-star around the same time Talon and Katarn do. And then somehow, hopefully, I'll have the Gear 12 stuff I need for all four of them so that I can get Starkiller.
Oh, man.
That's the goal.
That's a lot.
It is. But hopefully their new, whatever they announce for gear, will give me the chance to farm easier.
Man. What are you farming? So I need one piece of gear to get Darth Sidious to relics, to gear 13. And then Sith Marauder needs 4 pieces to go to gear 13 and they will be done and I can start my Sith Eternal Emperor ticket farm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I need. Dark Trooper is finally done. He's 7. Well, he's not done. He's 7-stars. I need to take him to relics. Yeah. But he's gear 12.
It's a big difference once you get him.
Yeah. So I think I will relic him after I get Sith Eternal Emperor, because I don't want to distract myself with his gear right now. Then I'm just farming. I'm finishing the armor shards, which I need like, I don't know, 8 or something stupid. And Fennec shards are almost done. And then it's all gear and signal data. So that'll be fun, but then I'll have another Galactic Legend to play with, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I like Sith Eternal Emperor.
And then I don't know what I'm going to do after that.
Starkiller.
I don't know if they're all 3-stars still, so I'm like, do I just not?
Starkiller. as soon as you can. Like, I think that's a good Galactic Legend quality Grand Arena team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just, it's such a, it's not even such a steep ask because realistically it's only 4 characters versus like 13 for Galactic Legend.
Right, it's so much easier to get than the other ones. And all of them are worthwhile. Gash Rendar, great. Mara Jade, great with Starkiller.
But then I gotta farm them. Oh man. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what I decide to work on next. I think I still need to like fix some of these teams that I haven't actually properly done. So I just gave Zam her Omicron today.
I like that one.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to fix my bounty hunters.
It hasn't been helping me get holds on defense, but I think people are having to use better teams.
Yeah. I feel like you would have to, I don't know, I feel like it would be more worthwhile on offense than defense. Because on defense, you kill Zam and it goes away. Because it's her unique.
But I think it does it at the start of battle.
It does, but once she's gone, they don't.
I don't think it goes away.
I think it does.
Things that happen at start of battle stay.
Stay.
Things that just say what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this character has this much of Zam's protection.
Mm-hmm.
If it just says that,
mm-hmm.
then once she dies, I think it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But if it triggers it at the start.
Does it say it's at the start?
I can't
remember the wording of it.
I might be wrong.
Because I've faced her a couple of times on defense, and as soon as I kill her, the team is fine. It's like a regular bounty hunter team again.
What did you use to kill her?
I feel like I almost always use CLS just so I can shoot her.
Well, see, I think you would be able to, even with her buffs,
yeah.
you'll still destroy with CLS.
That's a good point.
Okay, you're right. You're right. It actually specifically says they gain 20% of her current yada, yada, yada until the first time she's defeated.
Oh, it says until she's defeated. I didn't realize it said that.
It does.
I was like, it's a unique, so we'll just kill her and she's dead. It's gone.
Maybe I need to stick her on offense then.
I would put her on offense. I feel like that would be more fun.
Interesting. Okay. I'll have to do some swaps here.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I am more excited about getting Starkiller than I was Lord Vader.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't wait to get Starkiller.
That's funny.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Pleasure chatting with you as always, Sarah.
You too.
And we will see what we have to talk about next time. That ought to do it. And until next time, Chewie, we're home.